Well, good morning to the Interbet team. Saturday the 13th of June, Greyville, 24 pentrometer, 5 meter false rail. There are some races on the poly. We kick off with the first, which is at 20 to 1, maiden juvenile plate, 1200 meters, 9 race program. Your favorites here are Tenerife and Lennox. Lennox's third run was back last time on the Tudor Rose form, would be very, very difficult to beat. But Tenerife's not out of it. Van Furen's cruised into town. So have a close look at that one. I thought that you'd have to include Enjoy the Ride, number 2. Run two very nice races. I know it ran in the Tudor Rose race, but it looked disappointing there. And I think that it will go well here. Right, let's go to race 2. Maiden Juvenile Plate Fillies, 1200 meters. I think Sweet Green's the bet of the day, 8 to 10. Last time I thought she couldn't lose the filly race in Cape Town. There were lots of excuses, so ignore that run. Sweet Green, the comment is each way chance, but 8 to 10 shots, you don't give them each way chances. I think she'll win this, and I think she'll win comfortably. She's my bet of the day. Race 3, maiden plate, 1200 meters, poly. Don McGoo now, Faree's not riding, so Lorena gets a ride on that. That's got a place chance. But Zagreb looks like the right one, and Ricky Mangold. Barry's Boy, second run, not for me. Ubuntu of Peace, I think this is the big danger. Very nice first run, will go well. I'm definitely putting that in with Zagreb. Race 4, class 4, 1200 meters. The favorite here is Joint, Bangladesh and Red Bomber, and both of them have got decent chances. I went to the times on this race, and Red Bomber's time over the 1200 meters on the poly, because remember this is a poly race, 69.65 when he won. Nothing is close to that. So even with the 2-point penalty, I think Red Bomber will probably be able to go in again. Turbo 20, way ahead of the speed rating, but should need the run. Bangladesh, easy win, but way behind on times, although there'd be two winners behind that form line. Mojo Man, I thought he won extremely well. He was drawn one that day. He's drawn two, which is one today because of scratching. Michaela gets the ride on him, claimed the 1.5. I think this horse is a big, big player. He only went up 1 kilo as well. And he gets a 1.5 claim. So he goes into everything, Mojo Man. Race 5, middle stakes, turf, 1600 meters. Mahav Prince got 5 points penalty for winning. Gets Rachel Venica, who takes 3 points off. That gives him a big chance here. But I thought that the horses to include were Gimme Fabulous, look for big improvement at him as he's runner. Rolo the Viking, I think this horse will really improve on the turf. It's won all four of its starts on the turf and gets a 2.5 claimer. And Forward Motion, she didn't seem well suited by the poly last time out. This is third run for her. I think she'll go really well here. Wiccan Warrior, include as well, Moody rides it. Was a very poor run last time, and they backed it. Now draw one. Race 6, Sea Stakes, 2,400 meters, and if ever I've seen a field race, this is it. Vier's Bomb might be the right horse here. Serena Moody, there were excuses last time, and could go well. Xena Rose should go extremely well, you know. Two good runs. Gold Gold Baby, got to have a chance too, and no pressure as well. Princess Palace got a chance. The A2 shows pace and now gets a 4-kilogram claimer. Captain Oliver, got to have a chance, been close last couple of times. Many Waters, Our Lady Fate, really tough races. So I'm going to go with the field and hope we get a big result. Race 7, 2,400 grade 3. The best weighted horse here is Native Ruler. He's got to go into everything. He's only had 14 starts, 2 wins and 5 places. Shoot the Rapids, really good horses. I think you'll go well here, gets Lorena. Holding Thumbs, needed his last run. Excuses, took a big, big drift. Look for big improvement. 10 Penny, distance suited. In Flame, I don't think you'll like this track. And then Emil is Duzuzu Duma. This is by Dynasty out of High Chaparral there. This should be the distance he's looking for. He's had a couple of warm-ups. Don't leave him out. Race 8, 1,000 meters, position of power. Love this horse each way. Course and distance, 3-2-1. Got a 6-point penalty for winning last time, but gets 8 off his back. Vian's Web might be a danger. Cat's Pajamas, could go in. Third run gets a 2.5 claimer. Circumbendibus, really done well, course and distance horse, and Bongani's ridden it twice for 2 wins. Future Variety's got good form. African Pride's got good form. So they all go in. Race 9. Middle stakes, 1,000 meters. Very, very hard to look past Miss World. She got 3 points for winning last time, and I thought that was very lenient. So she's the one they've all got to beat. And the dangers, Captain's Christie maybe, goes well on the course of distance, goes into everything. And then Military Command, as I've always said to you, this horse is looking for a lot more ground than this, but he could tuck in and flash home. That's the way I see it. Have a good one.